VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Monday that Western countries are ready for a serious dialogue with Russia on European security issues, but also are looking for Russian President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate his threat of an imminent invasion of Ukraine. He said Russia's military activities on the Ukrainian border are incomprehensible to us. There are no sensible reasons for such a military deployment. These activities, as well as the question of how to deal with Russia's demands of security guarantees, were the main topics of our talks today. I make clear here in Kyiv once again, the sovereignty and territorial safety of Ukraine is non-negotiable. We expect Russia to make clear steps to de-escalate the current tensions. Scholz offered a new opening to the Kremlin after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, even as the U.S. and its allies have warned that Putin could launch a massive attack on Ukraine within days with a missile and aerial bombardment followed by a swift ground invasion. There was no immediate comment from Russia on Scholz's comments. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday said Ukraine not joining NATO could be a solution to the crisis. He said Ukraine's confirmed and formalized commitment to abandon its idea to join NATO would certainly be a move that would substantially promote the formulation of a more meaningful answer to Russia's concerns. Moscow wants guarantees from the West that NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members, and that the alliance will halt weapon deployments to Ukraine and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. This is VOA News. Iran claimed Monday that the United States canceled a prisoner swap deal a night before the agreed date. Saeed Khatibzadeh said, unfortunately, a deal for a prisoner swap was once achieved, but the American side went back on its word on the night before the agreed date. It proves once again how careful you must be when you make any agreement with Washington, because you never know if they will honor the agreement, even if they announced it. He did not elaborate when the agreement was made or when it was supposed to have been implemented. The U.S. did not immediately acknowledge this. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing reopened late Sunday after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for almost a week, while Canadian officials held back from a crackdown on larger protests in the capital of Ottawa. Detroit International Bridge Company said in a statement that the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between the Canada and U.S. economies once again. Esther Jansen, spokeswoman for the company, said in a later text to the Associated Press that the bridge reopened to traffic at 11 o'clock last night. The crossing normally carries 25% of all trade between the two countries, and the blockade on the Canadian side had disrupted businesses in both countries, with automakers forced to shut down several assembly plants. India will begin sending 50,000 tons of wheat to Afghanistan through Pakistan next week in rare cooperation between the two rival nations to help millions of Afghans facing severe food shortages. Islamabad agreed in November to New Delhi's request to allow the supply of wheat through its territory, and the two sides have now sorted out the modalities of the transportation, that according to Pakistani officials. The arrangement calls for Afghan trucks to collect the grain from India and take the consignment through Pakistan's Wagha border to Afghanistan's eastern city of Jalalabad. A special United Nations panel is putting the finishing touches on a major science report that's supposed to tell people the so what about climate change. The report will highlight how global warming disrupts people's lives, their natural environment, and Earth itself. One activist group predicts it will be a nightmare painted in a dry language of science, but first the report has to go through intense review in two-week virtual sessions of governments and scientists starting on Monday. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change produces three of these mega climate science reports every 5 to 7 years. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
It's VOA.